Ms. John said the general response to vaccination for COVID-19 has been good thus far. The health promotions officer said persons who do not have their vaccination card or proper identification for the second dose of the vaccine will have to go through a verification process.
I think generally persons have been coming around. So we've had quite a number of vaccination drives last week in particular. We were moving around, you know, Kingston a bit, and our health supervisors have also been going to the shelters on a daily, every other day basis to really ensure that persons who are interested get this access to this particular service. You can go to a polyclinic, you can go to a health center. If you're within a shelter, you can indicate to your shelter manager or the health team once they come to do their assessment, or you can visit any of our drives. If you don't have your vaccination card or your national ID card, there's a verification process. So it may take a little longer because the team will have to, one, ensure that you did receive your first dose, and two, be able to verify that information in our system before they can administer the second dose of your vaccine for you.
That was Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. Regionally, the St. Kitts Nevis government has announced a series of measures, including a curfew, in a bid to curb the spread of COVID-19 after the Twin Island Federation recorded a recent cluster of cases of the virus. The island has so far recorded 60 cases of the virus since the first case was detected in March last year. There have also been 45 recoveries. In Trinidad and Tobago, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases since the outbreak now stands at 21,461. Internationally, French pharmaceutical giant Sanofi and Britain's GSK announced the start of final tests for their belated COVID vaccine as they race to add their jab to the world's arsenal against the pandemic. Meanwhile, China has denounced U.S. efforts to further investigate whether COVID-19 came from a Chinese lab. U.S. President Joe Biden has called on intelligence officials to redouble their work to find out how the virus was first transmitted to humans. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 updates.